Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And you are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live.
How are you still here?
What do you mean?
I asked you to leave.
I pay rent. I'm your landlord.
I asked you to leave.
You can just call me Lord, though.
Yeah, sure. Give me your thoughts, because I put a post up on the Book of Face, and of course I got ripped for it. But Little League Baseball game.
Okay.
Did you see the kid that got hit in the head?
Yes.
Okay. He goes down to first base. The pitcher is on the mound crying.
Yes.
I can imagine, not imagine, I know what my dad would have done, A, if I was the pitcher.
Okay.
B, if I was the batter.
Okay.
I'm curious of your thoughts on that whole thing.
Well, in the movie A League of Their Own, which is a women's softball league, baseball league that
which
was
I
filmed,
never saw.
Was filmed in my hometown of Evansville, Indiana, at Bossy Field. My grandmother and my mother were extras
Nobody cares.
In the movie.
Nobody cares.
Tom Hanks said it best. There is no crying in baseball.
I posted it on the Book of Face, and there's a lot of people from my neighborhood, okay? As a matter of fact, one happens to even be standing here, from back in the day, back in our Little League days, and the big rivalry that our team had with Hood's Dairy, okay? If Hood's Dairy, and the first name that comes to noun, arguably he was one of the better players in the league. I still remember his name. I don't know your name, but I remember Steve Townsend's name. If Steve Townsend was the batter, and our pitcher drilled him in the head, and then he ran to first base, and then he walked over to hug the crying pitcher, first the crying pitcher would get the crap kicked out of him for sure. But if there was no timeout called, Steve Townsend would have been tagged out.
Okay.
So my question was there a timeout? And people are like, oh, he went to comfort the pitcher. I don't care.
Yeah, is the ball still in play? I mean, is there a pitcher's hand if the ball's on the mound? Or if the,
I don't know if there's pitcher's hand in baseball.
Pitcher's hand. That's a thing. It's an unwritten rule.
It doesn't.
Look it up.
It doesn't matter where the ball is.
Well, yeah. It has to be in the infield. You can't tag anybody when the ball's in the infield.
What? What is this, kickball?
Yeah, pretty much.
This isn't kickball.
That's how we play in the streets.
This is the fixed Little League.
I don't know how you play in your Hoodsville. What's the name of the place? Hood's?
No, it was Hood's Dairy. Hood's we played Dairy? At Medallon Little League.
Well, my hood, you don't come through that without a permission slip.
Okay.
Because Don Mattingly is on first.
Okay. Whatever.
Hey, you don't want to tussle with my Little League days. I'll bring Don Mattingly and Andy Bettis. What was his name? Andy something? Pitcher for the Cardinals.
You don't even know his name?
Well,
all right. So, in other words, you don't have a thought on the whole thing.
Okay. I just think it's a reflection of today's compassion. I like the sportsmanship. I like the fact that
I'm okay with compassion. First of all, why are you crying because you drilled a guy in the head?
But they're Little League. They're Little League. They're not professional athletes. They're not college players. So, I think when you get to a certain level of competition, then no matter what happens, you say, hey, look, they're the enemy. That's the wrong team. That's the wrong colors on my shirt. I don't care what happens to that person. Because in the major leagues, they pluck you for retaliation because some other guy flipped the bat and then him earlier.
If I was the batter and I got hit in the head like that and I rolled around like I just got shot by a machine gun, my dad would have beat my you-know-what.
I mean, look, LeBron does a flop and no one even touched him.
Well, that's
like actually the kid got hit in the head with the baseball and LeBron fell down.
Yeah,
like it was.
I agree with that. All right, one that I wanted to bring up last week, and I know this is going to be stupid. No matter what you say, it's going
to
be stupid.
Why do you say that?
Because everything you say is dumb.
Well, I love all the loyalty today, but you don't have to do that.
So a Gator, Anthony Richardson,
okay,
is changing his logo because he's always gone by.
Any Gator thought? Bites.
AR-15.
Oh, AR-15.
He wears a 15. Now, I've been told that his logo had something to do with either a gun or something like
that. Sure.
Yeah. Take the gun off. But I don't know why you are going to no longer use AR-15. Your name is Anthony Richardson, and you wear number 15.
Yeah, I like AR-15.
Yeah, but he changed it.
Well, because he probably got a lot of backlash.
I'm sure he did.
And unless you're on a superstar level like a McGregor, where you control the terms of your endorsements and contracts, but if you're working your way up through college and trying to build yourself into like a marketable player and somebody who wants endorsements and make it to the league and hopefully get that big payday, your image is important. And if people see you as controversial or a negative and it holds you back from sponsorships, you're hurting yourself.
Especially I get that.
Especially with the new NIL deal.
I get that. Then what I would do, I think I would do this. I say I would do it, but you don't really know. It's those hypothetical things. I would change my number.
AR-17?
Whatever.
Okay.
Why? I'm going to continue to use my initials. It's not like his name is Bob Johnson and you're going with AR-15.
Yeah.
Go to whatever. Change to a different number.
I was going to change my fighting name.
Okay, I turned him off so that nobody had to deal with it. You can keep talking. You can keep talking. Your mic's off, so nobody has to hear it.
Oh, you don't know the Monty Python reference?
Did you watch the Ric Flair match?
I did not.
It was so bad.
Worse than Tito Chuck?
But so cool.
Okay.
He tried.
What about Chuck limping to the ring?
Can we finish with this one first?
But which would you rather see?
The Ric Flair.
Okay.
He did his face plant. He was a bloody mess. It was awful. Undertaker was there. Well, it came out of his head, I think.
They still cut themselves with the little razors?
I don't think they do anymore, but they did.
Okay.
You know, Dusty and Rick were really good at that. But, you know, he was an absolute bloody mess. Don't know if he really needed that, but it was cool to watch. Undertaker was there. Bret Hart was there. There was one more. I don't remember who it was. There was a third big name. Cactus Jack.
Okay.
Mick Foley.
Yeah.
It was cool. I'm glad that I remembered to go over and watch it.
Could you have done without seeing it?
Yeah, probably.
Because the memories of him in his heyday are way better than...
Way better, but it doesn't change what I remember. You know, that was, you know, my teenage, that was my, you know, 20s, all that kind of stuff, watching Ric Flair, 30s. So it doesn't, I mean, we've been with him. That's sometimes sad, just watching him walk around. That still doesn't change the memory of him being the greatest performer of all time. People say Hogan's bigger, known more, but sure. I don't think anybody would even you, would say that Terry Hulk Hogan was a better in-ring performer than Ric Flair.
But like when it, do certain fights change your perception or memories of a fighter? Like did seeing Chuck Liddell's last fight or Hoist Gracie against Matt Hughes, does it change that legacy? Just like Anderson Silva versus Izzy or
no, to me it doesn't. But what it does is it could affect their legacy and people that didn't go through that entire thing. You know, some of these young people who don't even know that Anderson Silva was a champion.
Sure.
So what you do is you look at, you know, like we just did with Sam Alvey.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at or I looked at his wins, losses, L. I remember when he did have some wins, but the younger generation is going to have absolutely no idea that Sam Alvey was ever competitive because sure. He wasn't since 2016.
Yeah.
So, no, to me, what I watched of Ric Flair was tough to watch and still pretty cool at the same time that he did it. And when it's all said and done, and this is my opinion, Ric Flair didn't go and do this for you. For the fans.
Sure.
He really did it for him.
Right. He wrote his own exit. That's his own.
That everybody paid stupid money to go see. You know, they did these like posters signed by the four. And then let's be honest, the other guy that wrestled against Ric Flair was Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Not a bum.
Right.
You know, Flair's partner, his son-in-law. Not a bum. Yeah. You know, I mean, a big name. He was in the WWE. He then went over to AEW. And then I don't know if you saw the whole thing with the other guy. I forget his name. But he was the one that did the woo-off with Ric Flair.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like him, and they're wooing back and forth. I did happen to see a little clip on Ric Flair, and he said that he is never prepared when he goes to the ring. He goes, because I can't remember. I'm not going to remember pay-per-view, what town, where I'm at, what to do, who to do. He goes, I feed off the crowd.
Yeah.
The only thing that he knew he was going to do was the woo-woo.
That's kind of how I treat this show. I mean, I just,
like you don't care.
I just show up, and I don't really know where it's going to go. I don't know which highway we're going to drive down together, but I just know that I'm always ready.
Well, A, you're not always ready, but neither one of us know what road we're going.
That's true.
You know, I've had people, I remember I had Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on. So he wanted to promote something, and his PR people reached out to me. I said, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, absolutely, which will tie me into the next thing I do want to bring up with you. What are your 10 questions? I don't know. I have no idea my second question.
Yeah.
I know what I'm going to start with, and then depending on how you answer it, what direction you go, you know, like I thought I was going to do a few things, and you've thrown out some stupidity, which has taken me down a different road that I didn't want to do. Speaking of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And Lakers.
So ex-NBA player Mike Woodson has come out and agreed with Magic Johnson that the NBA should retire the number 6 in honor of Bill Russell.
Okay. The whole league should retire number 6 or just the Celtics?
That's what I said. The whole league should retire the number 6.
That's just silly.
I am 1,000% against it.
That's awful.
No, it is awful. I mean, I'm pretty sure that his number is in the round. If you've never been to the Garden, back in the day when I was in the military and we would go to the Garden, there I have never been, let me think about it, I believe I have never been to a cooler building. And you know me, I don't walk around buildings.
Right.
You know, I walked around Fenway once. I've never been anywhere at the Trop. All these stadiums I go to, I don't walk around and check them out. Sitting in the Boston Garden with about 173 flags that are hanging from the rafters, because you have the Celtics, you have the Bruins, all the retired numbers, all the championships, you know, everything that was there was really pretty cool. Bill Russell's number was in Boston.
Right.
Why would the Memphis Grizzlies retire his number?
Yeah, it's silly.
And I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but if you retire the number 6 in Philadelphia, it's not for Russell. It's for Dr. J.
Yeah.
If it's not already retired.
Yeah, it has to be.
The 42 in baseball, I get. But outside of that, why would a Laker even want to retire a Celtic? That was their...
And what you're talking about the Lakers, coming out of the break, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, is going to court today over... a deputy who took photos of the helicopter crash at the scene and allegedly showed it to patrons at a bar and showed it to fire personnel. And what is your thoughts on like that whole situation?
I will address it when I return. You may be with me. You may not when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sum. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Harris from the Chicago Bears, and you're talking sports with my main man, Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070.
I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bob Baffert, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you're back. This is Knockout Radio, talking sports with Randy Harris and myself.
No. So what was the question? I already forgot what you brought
up. So they're going to retire Bill Russell's number six?
Oh, no. You talked about the photo.
Well, yeah, but you said it was in the garden in the rafters. It might have been number nine. It might have been upside down. You don't really know. But I'm sure it's there, number six. But for the league to retire a number, I think it's silly. But Kobe Bryant lost his life tragically in a helicopter crash. Should they retire number 24 for the league? Would a tragedy of that magnitude constitute? Then why would you do it for Bill Russell?
That's my point. Bill Russell, legend, and you know my word. You know that I hate that word. It's overused. But no, it's because there's tragedies all the time. And I won't say a name. Another NBA player tragically dies. Are you going to do that for him? Or is it just because it was Kobe? You know, who is top whatever.
Right.
3, 5, 7, 9, 2.
24.
You know, what, 24. Or 8. He could be the top 8.
Oh, top 8.
Like that? Okay. So, no, I would 100% be against it. Now, you mentioned about the photo.
Yeah, so his wife's going to court for suing for, you know, damage and fear that the photo's going to get leaked and that you were going to see a different image of him, you know, in death, you know.
It's an interesting case, first and foremost. Whoever took the photo is, well, I don't want to get sued, so I don't want to say the wrong thing. Should be fired, okay? I don't know if that's going to change anything, you know, because she's not necessarily going to sue him, but not necessarily him. She's going to be suing, I'm sure, the police force and everything else. It's kind of like the guy who stole the Tom Brady jersey. Okay. Sure. You steal the Tom Brady jersey. Now you have it. You can't show anybody or you're going to get caught. Right. So what happened? He showed somebody and he got caught. So it's stupid to do that. It's going to be interesting. She's going to win money, you know, which is a shame. You know, I don't even know where to go with it. It was wrong of them to do it, but does it make it the police force or the sheriff's department or whoever, you know, he was in? The firemen who saw it, are they going to be sued because they saw it?
I don't know. The bar people that were just hanging out at a bar?
I don't want to know details, just in case it's a yes.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a video similar to that that would fall in that circle?
I did, but that's because I knew the guy who owned the company that cleaned up crime scenes.
Well, there's more than one. I just thought of one that you also saw, now that I think about it. There's another one that you saw that I saw as well that, if leaked out, would get people in trouble and whatever.
Yeah.
My son saw one from the war, soldiers that videotape stuff. And so it happens all the time.
Sure.
But I've always said how like covering the Bucks now is so different than before because of social media, because of these cell phones, because you can take videos and things can happen. But yeah, you forgot about that one video.
But does it change anything for Kobe's legacy? Like if people see him like at the
No, crime? Of course not.
I mean like Paul Walker and his tragedy.
Of course not. It doesn't change their legacy.
Right. I mean,
you know, it's just God, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I can't afford the lawyers. You can sue for anything. Doesn't mean you can win, but you can sue for anything. No, it will not change his legacy. Just like, you know, Anderson Silva losing those last fights doesn't change his legacy. Tito Ortiz losing to Anderson Silva that we saw down in Miami doesn't change his legacy. It might to people who never knew who Kobe Bryant was. All they would see then is this dead body. But I think it's ridiculous. But I also think that she'll probably win.
I agree with you.
Okay, thanks for the everything you brought
back. I can be serious. I can be a professional.
I saw, and I'm sure this was on the book of face as well. As much as I hate the book of face, it brings a lot of material.
It does,
to this.
Absolutely.
So there are some Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans who are upset that Julio Jones is not wearing number 11 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Number 11 is being worn by Blaine Gabbert.
Okay.
Who has been number 11. Okay. So these fans thought, well, Julio deserves number 11. It's kind of on the same, you know, hemisphere of retiring one number throughout a league, you know, for a reason, whatever that reason may be. He's wearing 11. Julio don't mean anything to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, for them to say, well, he is a potential Hall of Famer, he should get 11. You ask, the rule, it's not even really unwritten, the rule, you negotiate if you want the number.
You got to buy it.
Some.
I'm sure it's for sale.
Everything's for sale.
Everything?
Everything.
Really?
Everything is for sale. What isn't for sale in the world? What isn't for sale?
Jesus' sandals.
If you could find them, they'd be for sale.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
They'd be in a museum.
Okay.
They'd be in the Smithsonian.
Okay.
Well, but they would. If it was on the U.S. soil.
But somebody would have to own them. Okay?
Yeah.
So whatever that item is.
Like an agency or like a museum or a country.
I was going to say some things, maybe who, but I'm not. I'm not going to say the wrong thing. I'm not going to be you. If somebody owned those and they loaned them to a museum, at some point the right number comes along.
Oh, so is that how the Smithsonian works? So those are loaned items?
There are loaned items in there.
Really?
Sure.
So like they own to the estate of Elvis Presley or
sure.
Or whatever, astronauts. Sure. And
yeah, I don't think everything in there is owned by the Smithsonian.
Oh.
Some things could be donated. It's like the Hall of Fame. There's stuff in the Hall of Fame that's not owned by the Hall of Fame.
Really? Yeah. In Cleveland?
Or Cooperstown. Cooperstown is baseball.
Oh, I was thinking about rock and
Canton.
Roll.
Cleveland would be the rock and roll.
There's only one rock and roll Hall of Fame. There's only one Hall of Fame to me, and that's the rock and roll.
Have you ever been there?
I have.
I ran through that thing, place so fast. It was cool, but nice. I got bored.
Yeah. I mean, the bus out front was cool. I forget what band, but
yeah, the bus is outside.
It was cool.
I was there. Shane Grossman came to the radio show. We broadcasted live from the lobby there. How about that? CB Dalloway stopped by.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty cool. No, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was cool. I enjoyed it. But
no band named Cleveland there. Disappointing.
Well, that would be Drew Carey.
Oh, he's a band.
Did anybody promote Cleveland more than Drew Carey?
Jim Brown.
He didn't promote it. He just played
there. He put it on the map.
Jim Brown put it on the map more than Otto Graham?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. 3 yards in a pile of dust. The greatest actor of all time.
If it wasn't for Otto handing the ball to him. Yeah. You don't know what to say on that one. Finished you up there real quick.
Well, for the Roadhouse, like the remake movie, put him in. Put Jim Brown in the movie.
As what?
He's an actor.
As the cooler?
He could be a bouncer. He'd be a great bouncer in that Roadhouse movie.
Who was? Do you remember the big fight scene outside the bar?
Yeah.
Wasn't it one of the Funks? I think it was one of the Funks that was in that fight.
Terry Funk?
I don't remember which. It was probably Terry.
I think it was.
Yeah, he was in that little ordeal. That's when the girlfriend comes up and runs into Patrick. How do you replace Patrick Swayze? Seriously.
I mean, Connor's a good match. Connor's a great. I mean, he's a great showman. He's got global appeal. Everybody knows him. As long as they don't put Khabib against them because he's going to lose in the movie.
Hold on. Shut up for a minute. You're talking about two different characters. You're comparing two different characters.
Who the fuck is the other guy? Patrick Swayze. He's like a ghost.
Patrick Swayze was the cooler. Conor McGregor is playing the bad guy. The guy who has his heart ripped out of his chest by Patrick Swayze in the water.
Oh, that changes everything.
Do I really need to say this before I go to the break? You are an idiot. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, don't twist that dial. You got Joey Coco Diaz, and this is Talking Sports with my main man, Randy Harris, here for you. Don't switch it. I'll shoot you.
Hey, we're back. I'm here.
I'm shocked you.
And you're here. Well, and we're together.
I'm not going anywhere for another 29 minutes, but... big UFC this weekend. I didn't bring up yet, and of course I have an opinion on it. Marshawn Lynch arrested in Vegas on a DUI.
Stupid. Why?
I'll tell you why. Because we don't penalize people enough for when they do this.
No, I think it's deeper than that. I think it's just they feel invincible because they have too much money.
Well, they do. Well,
the league gives these guys so much cash.
I don't even think it's that.
I think they're above the law.
No, because there's plenty of other morons that get DUIs. You know, all the time you read about it, you see it. Well, you don't see it, or I don't see it because I don't watch the news. But, you know, you hear about it all the time. The book should be thrown at you if you have a DUI or a DWI. Thrown at you.
Like
years.
9 years in Russian prison?
The only problem with that is they should play the national anthem every hour.
So Brittany Griner. Wasn't she a socialist? Like, didn't she, like, forever, like, wasn't that what she wanted? Like. Now she has a taste of it.
Yeah. If I was in Putin's circle, I would beg him to play the national anthem every hour, 24/7.
So they've sentenced her to 9 years for bringing illegal drugs into the country.
Right.
And do you think they're going to trade for the arms dealer to get her out? I mean, what happens when she comes home?
I guarantee you, if I tell you what I honestly, truly believe, there'll be people knocking on my door.
The one for sale?
No.
you have a different address.
Yeah, like right. The one that I'll answer.
Yeah.
You know the UFC fighter that made comments about the president and then the Secret Service showed up at his door?
Yeah.
If I tell you what I truly believe, and I truly believe what will happen, and I truly believe I almost want it to happen, there will be people showing up at my door. So I'm not going to say it. But yeah, I think at some point, Dementia Man will trade the arms dealer for the drug dealer.
Wow. Well, it's not the only time that words get people in trouble. I don't know if you're aware, but at UFC 277 in Dallas, Joe Rogan was critical of MMA judge Seth Fowler's scorecard of a bout. And Seth Fowler admits that he's not supposed to speak publicly about scoring the fight. But he was being harassed. People were sending him messages on his personal cell phone number about how stupid he was because Joe Rogan and the commentators were talking about how bad of an officiating job Seth Fowler did.
Okay.
And so your thoughts on that. You think who's right and wrong? Like, because Seth admits, I'm not supposed to talk about this publicly. He knows
but
the
he
rules.
Is.
Right, but he is.
But he is.
Because he's setting the record straight because he thinks it's just wrong. And that he was under attack by a guy like Joe Rogan, who has a big voice.
Yeah.
And Joe's opinion weighs heavily in the MMA community, as we all know.
So who are you blaming here, whether it's this knucklehead or you, because you're a knucklehead as well. No, you're not a knucklehead because you said that was a term of endearment, right?
Yeah, knucklehead is okay. Endearment.
That's... Yeah, so I can't call you that anymore. Is it Joe Rogan's fault or is it his clan?
No, it's Joe Rogan. I mean, well, yeah. So it's like the
right.
Barstool Sports dude.
Right.
Right? It's like his cronies,
right.
Like the Stoolies.
Right.
Doing his dirty work.
It's kind of like what happened when a UFC fighter who was being harassed for steroid use, and he told his public, his country, to go after a media guy and take care of this for me.
Oh.
It's the only time I really addressed Dana, and it was none of my business. And I said, this is none of my business, but are you aware of this? One of the fighters just told Brazil, one of the Brazilian fighters, just told the country of Brazil to handle this media guy.
Yeah, that's and Brazil, they will
What
do
just
that.
Happened in Brazil with this legend?
They executed an 8-time world champion jiu-jitsu legend.
I don't have a problem with Joe Rogan or anyone, because I'm pretty critical of judges. And the state of Florida commissioner years ago said, I'm tired of you complaining about my officials. Why don't you become one? So I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Saturday, I'm supposed to be the inspector over in Orlando.
Inspector for what?
The boxing commission for the boxing match.
What are you going to inspect?
Well, I'm going to inspect the hands. I expect to make sure that the tape is done right, that they're not cheating.
Please tell me that's not true.
It's true. But I've passed the buck. I have a party here, and I can't get away that early. But yes, I will.
Hold on. My head is going to explode.
But I will be a part of the inspector with the Florida State Athletic Commission.
Who?
Me.
Who is telling you that you're going to do it?
The guy who's hiring me, the chief inspector.
The chief inspector, of the Florida Boxing Commission hired a putz like you to do this official business.
I have two eyes, and I'm official. And I have a whistle.
I will call the commission tomorrow.
And I have a striped shirt.
I will make this a national story.
I can also work the boxing match and then go straight to Foot Locker and sell you shoes.
That you definitely can do. Did you watch any of The Ultimate Fighter on Saturday?
I did.
Did you watch the first fight?
Which fight was that?
The fight where there was an alleged tap, and then when the fight stopped, the fighter stood up like, would you stop the fight for? And then the winner broke down. And I get why she was so upset, because if it appeared the way that it appeared, she was saying she didn't tap, where the girl let go of the submission. Now this fight has been tainted by the opponent denying. And that's why, and this is a slippery slope, and that's why I really wanted the talent here today, Caleb, you know, so I could talk to him about it. I have always said, I had an ordeal with a pretty well-known fighter that trained at the gym I trained at in the St. Pete Pinellas Park area.
Okay.
And he held on to a choke after the referee came over.
Okay.
Okay. And no, he held on the referee came over and he continued to hold on. Yeah. And I was very vocal about it. And I said, you're representing me. You came out with the flag of our gym. That represents me because I trained in that gym. And I was adamant about it. I hated it. So then his next fight, it was in New Jersey, and something similar happened. And afterwards, and I didn't know this, but you know you could eat for free at the casinos if you're like involved in the show?
Oh, okay.
They have their own buffet.
Okay.
And you know I hit that hard. So he came up to me and he asked me, he goes, what did I do wrong? I said, absolutely nothing. Because until the ref comes over, puts his hand on you, tells you
to stop,
right? You don't stop. So I almost feel bad that she let go before the ref came over because the ref didn't see the tap. So if the ref doesn't see the tap, then what?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you do?
No, that you're in defense mode.
I was kind of thrown on what they did. They asked if anybody of the judges saw it.
Oh.
And one of the three judges happened to be Big John McCarthy's son. And Herb Dean, who happened to be standing there too, did see it. So made it a submission tap. And now she's in tears. Because that just tainted, and it does. There's question on how dominant that fight was. I don't know where, how or why you took me off on this tangent. But
take you anywhere.
But it good for her. I brought up about the event. And, you know, good for the whole card. And but again,
I did miss that fight. I didn't join in. I joined in the Sam Alvey fight. That's where that was my first fight I watched of that card.
And when did Sam Alvey join?
He's still waiting to join that fight. It's not up yet. And then I watched the Terrence McKinney domination.
Oh, my God.
That guy's a first-round monster.
He is the real deal.
He better sign a first round because that's all he does.
Why?
Because the name matches. It saves on printing costs.
Okay.
All right. and logo design.
Okay. No. And he's already demanded a title fight.
Yeah. I mean,
it's easy to demand anything.
Of course.
You know, get it done is another story.
And Juliana, Muhammad, Jeff Neal put on a clinic against Luque.
I wonder what Jeff Neal had in common. Oh, that's right. He was on the show.
He was the Randy Rubb.
Yeah. Did Randy, get a little Randy, the Randy Rubb.
The Randy Rubb is offensive.
It's offensive, and sometimes it works.
I mean, the WWE would be okay, though.
Sometimes it definitely works.
And then works. Jamal Hill putting together.
It was a good card.
I like Jamal Hill. I like his story. I like his backstory. I like it feels, like, authentic as far as, like, coming from nothing and, like, you know, the pride and setting his family up for a future. And he's got the skill to match. So excited fighter. Excited to see what happens next for him. I don't think he's going to get a title fight next, but he'll get close.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're working their ways up, and that's good. Competitive. There were some great fights. There'll be some good fights this weekend. The down again, up again, hope I don't get hurt again, Dominic Cruz gets back in action this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Marlon Vera, it was a good fight. I don't know if I would want that as my main event. I would rather that be like... You know, the main event on the prelim card going into like a bigger
It's because
fight.
It's Dominic.
I know.
You know, and Dominic Cruz still has a big name. And we'll see what happens. You know, guy's had a great career.
Great career. Yeah, no disrespect to it, but it's kind of on the line of like, hey, you know, you've been a commentator. Keep doing that. I mean, I know you can still fight, but, you know, like let's...
One of my favorite Twitter wars or Twitter beefs... Was and I know we've talked about this before. So somebody tweets the guy from Philadelphia, the commentator.
Well, Paul Felder.
Paul Felder, and
Irish Dragon.
And he makes a comment about stick to commentating. You're a much better commentator than fighter. So Paul Felder responds and says, "I bet you wouldn't say that to my face." And the guy responds. He said, "You're correct. That's why I'm doing it on Twitter. I'm not going to say it to your face and get my butt kicked." He goes, "Touche. Okay."
That's a good point. And speaking of main event on the prelim card, Angela Hill returns to the Octagon.
Shocking.
For the record 1,000th time.
How do you not love her?
She's amazing. She's right? Like Sam Alvey. Like she's always on a card.
You might have to pull up Angela Hill's
record. Well, it's 13-12.
All right.
So she's 50-50.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're betting odds in Vegas, you're 10% spread. You still make money.
Well, what the when the fighter is 50-50, what I like is win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. So you know which way to gamble.
Oh, yeah. It's like roulette.
Right.
It's like a pattern.
Right. You know, if it's, you know, on the loss wheel, then you know the next one's a win.
You can't fault that strategy.
I have to happen to like it a lot. Who else is fighting this weekend?
Well, I'm already off that screen, so.
They don't call you the worst for nothing.
No. So Angela Hill is on a 3-fight losing streak. So she lost 1, 2, 3, and then she beat Ashley Yoder.
But
she lost 2 in a row.
Hold
Michelle
on a
Watterson.
Of those three,
yeah.
How many went to the decision?
All 3 decisions.
Okay.
2 unanimous, 1 split. She lost. Then she beat Ashley Yoder by decision, unanimous. She lost to Michelle Watterson, the karate hottie, who doesn't like to be called hottie because it's offensive.
Sexual.
But she still goes by karate hottie
okay.
for marketing. She lost that decision by split. She lost to Claudia Galinha, the split decision. But then she won 3 in a row, decision, TKO elbow, TKO doctor stoppage, then loss, win, 2 loss. So she's a streaky fighter. So coming off of 3 losses, I would say Angela Hill to win.
Who's she fighting?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
The roulette wheels.
No, I understand that. But when you're worried about the ball falling in the right little container, it still depends on if it's like
Lupita Godinez.
Okay.
She's 8-2.
You know, you might have surprised me, and it could have been like, I don't know, Amanda Nunes. And then it doesn't matter where the ball falls. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then I'll be done with Matt, at least for another week, which is very exciting for me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the grouper I'm about to eat. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lance Parrish from the 84 World Champion Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Did you just have a subject? Oh, that's right. I do want to thank a very good friend of mine, and you let me know if I'm allowed to say his name. But I booked a flight to Atlanta.
Okay.
And right-hand man and I, am I supposed to stall while you do this? No? So right-hand man and I booked a flight to Atlanta. I called the Castle d'Assam,
okay,
you know, for room.
Yeah.
I called the steakhouse that's outside of Roswell, which is arguably the greatest steak I've ever had.
Heard you say that many
okay?
times.
Fantastic place. So I had this whole thing booked.
Okay.
Because I was told that the New York Jets' 3rd preseason game was against the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
I was told the New York Jets' third preseason game was in Atlanta versus the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
It just so happens the Atlanta Falcons will be in New Jersey that night on Monday Night Football, okay, playing the New York Jets. Mm. So Steve and I have the only two tickets, the only two seats inside the Atlanta stadium for the Jets-Falcons.
Well, and what day is this? Monday?
Yeah, it's a Monday.
Oh, thank God. Because inside the
what
Atlanta,
does he have to do?
Well, inside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they have Chick-fil-A.
That's right. We can get Chick-fil-A
and
that night.
If it was a ticket for Sunday, you would not be able to get your hateful chicken.
My hateful chicken?
Chicken with hate.
Have you had the spicy chicken at Culver's?
No.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I heard Chick-fil-A is testing out wings in their Nashville market.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville hot wings, yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, so Chick-fil-A coming to a...
So join us all Monday in Atlanta for the New York Jets versus...
Now, are you really going to, like, a preseason game? Like,
thinking about it.
Really?
Thinking
just
about
because
it.
Of Caleb? Because it's your boy.
Only because of Caleb.
Oh.
Not just because of Caleb.
But do you go to, like preseason games? Like, is there any reason to go to a preseason game?
I would go to this game because... Caleb would probably get a lot of playing time,
okay,
getting ready to go into the season opener, seeing that he just signed. I will also be
going.
Do you
want him to have playing time? Like, wouldn't you want to go to, like, the first preseason game so you could spend more time with them in the locker room? Or, like,
no,
play,
I want to watch him play.
Play ping pong and, like, what do they do in NFL locker room?
Well, there was a ping pong table in the Bucks locker room.
I heard it was very competitive.
Back in the
day,
yeah.
The guys were very competitive.
It was very competitive.
Like,
and the media would stand around and gawk and, oh, my God, we're watching ping pong. I'm like, can I get an interview so I can leave?
I heard when people got hit in the head with a ping pong ball, the other guy comes over and hugs them.
Yeah. And then on the other side of the ping pong table, they had a basketball hoop.
Okay.
They also had the Frisbee touchdown thing.
You know, the ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah, the ultimate Frisbee.
Oh,
and they had one of those
basket.
Things in there. Yeah. So I am planning on, I'm thinking about going a lot of money for a preseason game. I understand that. But I do want to go to Cincinnati, New York. Cincinnati plays the Jets in New York.
Okay.
Which would be Alex Kappa.
Yeah.
And Caleb.
Wow. You're a loyal guy, man. I mean, I know it's always one. I know it's always one way on this show.
It is one way.
And I'm not saying which way it goes.
Well, we all
Steve
know.
It goes both ways. And he's loyal to me and you. So, but it's pretty amazing that you would actually, like, take the time, the energy, the effort to, you know, go all the way to New York to watch a game because of two friends.
Caleb. Yeah. Well, because of Caleb and Alex. No. Well, I'd even talked to a mutual, I don't want to say his name just because, in the UFC, who's going to join me at one of Alex's games. So he's going to fly.
Frankie Edgar?
He's going to fly wherever we decide. And the Cincinnati comes here. So it could be here, but I don't know. But we'll pick a game. But again, the best one would be for him to join us in New York for Cincinnati New York Jets.
Oh. I mean, if it's a powwow, maybe I'll come.
I happen to be with the head football coach of the St. Louis football team. I don't even know what the name of them, you know, is.
The Cardinals?
No, the Cardinals are no longer in St. Louis, by the way. Just Rams? In case you know, they moved to Arizona. The other St. Louis team moved to L.A.
There's a new St. Louis team?
Yeah, it's what, the USFL or the AFL or TFL or whatever Rocky Balboa and The Rock are involved in.
Really?
So Anthony Beck, former tight end of the Bucks, head coach of your St. Louis football team, but also does New York Jets football. I believe he's radio, I think. And then Marty Lyons is still involved with the Jets as well.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have eyes on Caleb all the time. Good things coming.
Football team. I'm looking up the name of it right now. Okay. St. Louis. It says Los Angeles Rams. Thanks, Google.
Whatever.
Oh, is the XFL team?
Yeah. No. XFL's good. Yeah, it's the XFL. Yeah, that would be what The Rock bought, right? I think so. So who is it? God, you're awful.
It just says St. Louis XFL.
Okay. It's the St. Louis football team.
It doesn't say the
We'll go with that. We'll go with the St. Louis football
Anthony
team.
Beck?
Anthony Beck's your head coach. So I told Anthony Beck at alumni day out in the Bucks on Sunday that I'll go up there, too.
It's just XFL St. Louis. That's the name.
I will go up with right-hand man. We'll be on the field.
Bob Stoops. Do you know Bob Stoops is there? He's the coach of Arlington.
What does that have to do with St. Louis?
That's a big name. Bob Stoops is a legend.
All right.
Whatever. On the gridiron.
Okay,
that's
whatever.
That's what they call him for my
father. Give me your prediction on the football game on Saturday.
What football game?
Hey, football's back, baby.
No, it's not. It's preseason.
It's still back.
It doesn't count. It can't count when your best player of all time for the greatest buck of all time is going to snap the ball three times and go in the locker room.
Well, he won't snap it.
Well, he's going to receive the ball, pass it off, and then he's going to go in the locker room, avoid injury.
I don't even know if he'll get three snaps.
You don't think? Just the first snap?
I don't know if he needs any.
Maybe coins? Well, he's got to practice.
No, he doesn't.
How do we know if he's any good?
No, he's pretty good.
He's got to prove himself.
No,
he doesn't. He's like Bo Nichols.
No.
You can say you're the GOAT, but until you actually prove it, you can't get the contract.
But he's already proved it, so he doesn't have to reprove that he already is. We're pretty sure we know that he knows what he's doing, okay?
Has anybody ever been injured on the coin toss?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, the coin toss. Yes, someone has been injured on the coin toss.
Really?
See, you obviously don't know.
I don't know.
The XFL.
I know.
So the XFL, when they started, whenever it was, their coin toss, they put the ball at the 50-yard line, and then both players were at the goal line, and it was the first one who got the ball won the coin toss.
Oh, wow.
And on the very first game, the guy blew out his shoulder.
That's like,
so, yes, someone did get injured on the coin toss.
That's pretty amazing. That's how they should start every football game.
And that's where we got He Hate Me. So, you know, he wore the jersey, He Hate Me, on the back, and then he got signed in the NFL. And that's all they knew him. I think his name was Rod Smart, I think. For some reason, that name's coming out. He Hate Me.
Wow.
So
that's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool.
So the bigger question is, who will be snapping said ball to Tom Brady or Blaine Gabbert or Trask or RG4 or whoever?
Who are my options?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they just came out with the chart.
Okay. The players chart.
Yeah. And I believe Ryan Jensen is still listed as your starting center.
Oh, really?
And I will bet your house that Ryan Jensen will not be playing week one.
Well, look, I mean, I got a paper here. We can just create a contract. I can snap a ball. Here,
I would
just put my name right here.
I would love that.
Ow.
I would love
that. Oh, never mind. Put me on the IR. I just got a paper cut.
Got a paper cut.
Damn it.
All right.
I'm out for the season.
Before we go, though, make sure you don't show anybody those pictures of Kobe that you have.
Thanks for the CIA visit. I'm going to have more inspectors here than...
All right, since you mentioned visit.
The history.
I don't know what would bother me more.
What's that?
The FBI raid of the house down South Florida.
Yes.
Or them finding something in the house during the raid. It goes back to, you know, the photo. You don't show anybody. You stole Tom Brady's jersey. You don't show anybody.
Yeah, you stole files from the White House. You don't.
Say that again in English.
You take files from the White House and you.
Yeah, you store them in your house.
Right. You just don't show anybody. I don't know. I mean, look, man, it's a privacy thing.
Can't we all just be friends? Yeah, can't we all just get along?
Can't come inside my house. But what about?
Well, no, you can't.
What about your boy Biden? Like hiring like 87,000 IRS agents?
First of all, he's not my boy. Did you see the most recent thing? So, I guess they was on the White House lawn, and that old geezer Schumer.
Oh yeah.
Turns, shakes Biden's hand, shakes the person to Biden's right hand, then goes down the line on Biden's left, and Biden sticks his hand out to shake his hand again.
Huh.
He forgot that he already shook his hand.
Wow. I mean, you know, I would rather see him hire 87,000 like school officers to protect our kids from school shootings than hire IRS agents.
I'd rather hire 87 new people to run the country.
87,000.
I'd rather hire 87,000 people to rerun the country.
But if I'm not going to be an inspector for the state, I might as well just be an IRS agent.
That could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard, that you were going to be an inspector for the state of Florida Boxing Commission, when you don't even know the difference between your right and left hand.
Well, it depends on if I'm looking in a mirror.
You still wouldn't know.
I would just turn around.
It would be awful. All right. Well, show one.
Yeah. Caleb. Success. Great success. Great job, buddy. Thanks for coming through. This paper cut's going to be season injury.
Good. Well, I'll replace you. Leslie Lacey, where are you? Day one, week one after Caleb. So AC after
Caleb.
Call
Dr. Davidson and have him take a look.
After Caleb. See everybody next week. Hit us up on YouTube at Knockout Space Radio on the YouTube channel or on Twitter at Knockout Radio. You don't even have a Twitter anymore.
Dr. Stoppage calling the show.
This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong. And stab some. See what happens.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long, and maybe I'll be real strong. Maybe I'll do things right. Maybe I'll start to.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.